Willard, what have you got over there now, 13 till 10?
I got some very handsome boys that have been here since 8 o'clock, and you know what? They want to go down and see Arthur. We've had more people say they want to go down and visit with Arthur and see his magic sound box down there. Isn't that the craziest
Arthur,
setup?
Is there anybody down
yes,
there that
sir.
Could... I was just asking Arthur, is there anybody down there that could watch the level while you came up here and made a public appearance? But I guess...
Well, he's not down there half the time when he's running our show. Why'd he come on up anyway?
That's right. You leave for hours when you're on our show down there.
What's your name?
Wilson.
Ted.
Who?
Ked.
Ked who?
Foles.
Billy the Ked? How'd you like Arthur's world downstairs?
It's pretty deep.
Isn't that some? You know, I'll bet you they could sell those machines for Christmas. I mean, they do have cartridge machines, but not quite like ours. I'll bet you every kid in the neighborhood would have a sound effects machine. You know something? That's an idea. Maybe we could get rich that way. If we next Christmas sell a sound, make a sound effects machine.
Make it smaller.
That's right. A little portable like they have with cartridges. Let's work on that. Have you told Santa what you want for Christmas this year?
Yes.
What do you hope to find under your tree?
Walkie-talkies.
Oh, you are a radio man, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. Sir.
I've always wanted a pair of walkie-talkies. I had more fun. A friend of mine let me borrow his walkie-talkies. They were good ones, too. And I went up on a mountaintop, and you know, it travels light of sight where you can go from one place to another without any interruption in the signal. And we got 5 miles out of a pair, and they were legal, too. They weren't.
Yeah.
It was just up on a mountain where we had clear line of sight.
Maybe he's going to be a ham radio operator.
You want to do? What do you want to do when you grow up? Do you want to get into radio?
No.
Nothing as corny as that, huh? What do you want to do? You
know? Be a government worker.
Good. Well, that's about with the way things are going, we'll all be. By the So good luck. I hope you make it. What's your name? You his brother?
Mm-hmm.
His grandfather?
Yeah.
What's your name?
David.
David Crockett?
Yeah,
you were down there with Arthur, too, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
He's a fine man. He does a good job. And I know what Arthur wants for Christmas, but I'm not telling. What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know.
You ought to ask for the other half of the walkie-talkies so the two of you can talk to each other. Otherwise, hey, that'll help you, Daddy, too.
Yeah. See, we're always working for you.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much for coming over. Thank you, Papa.
Merry Christmas to you, Will.
Thank you very much, sir. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks for coming by.
I'm trying to come by other than Christmas to see you.
I hope you will. Very good. I hope you get those walkie-talkies, too.